decision of approval or disapproval. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I have to change my eyes.
Anyone else want to come up for public comment?
I was wrong.
Do I state my name and address?
Yes, please.
My name is Holly Dorch, and I live at 1160 Hampton. I appreciate Dan bringing up that we have the right to feel safe and secure in our neighborhoods. It's my neighborhood also. I don't just own the business there and run it. I live there. I would like to continue living there. And I also would like to feel safe and secure, and I believe in that. Our guests that stay there are vetted through Airbnb. They have ratings, and we actually have our setup to not accept anyone who has not had reviews before. In that case, we would have to go through and have a conversation with them and find out what kind of people they are. They're good people. A lot of them have remained our friends even after. They enjoy the quiet. They want the quiet. They don't come here to add noise. And we have posted quiet hours. So, I mean, there's things that we put in place. I don't know if anyone would notice the noise. It would be us. We're the closest to the property. And we lived on property with the guests. I'm not a fan of noise myself. I want to raise my four daughters in a good place. So that's not something I'm interested in. I would like to read a couple of things. This is from the written affidavit of the Branson West Police Chief, Steve Dalton. He said, I'm the former owner of a parcel of land, and it's actually the land, the home that we live on now, and the land around it. Let's see. On this parcel, there's a small pond, which I frequented regularly from the time I gained ownership of it until the time I sold the parcel to Christopher Dorch in February of 2020. Daniel Chestnut may be the owner of a ravine, which is that other parcel there, and it lists all the parcel numbers. I'm not going to read them. They're really long. Daniel might also be the owner of a small section of road which winds down next to the pond. Daniel Chestnut and I never discussed my continuous use of the road, nor was my access to the road ever interrupted or restricted in any way. And we have all of this, all of these affidavits and everything. From the affidavit of Jeremy Bell. In 1996, I worked with my father, Ron Bell, to create the Hummingbird Inn and develop many parts of Clevenger Ridge. The road has been used by myself and others continuously and uninterrupted without hindrance or obstruction since 2003 and has been used as the exclusive means of accessing the pond since 2008. From the police report of Officer Mike Hicks, on 9/14/2020, I responded to 176 Yates Avenue in reference to a neighbor dispute. Upon arrival, I spoke with Daniel Chestnut in the driveway. Daniel stated, Christopher came over wanting to know why I had yelled at his daughter. Daniel stated that they exchanged words and Daniel gave him a light push. Daniel stated that he told him to leave. Daniel stated that they keep driving their four-wheelers on the property line and keep mowing some of his property. Daniel was advised without survey stakes, we could not determine if someone was trespassing on his property. From the police report of Officer Austin Combs. On 9/18/2020, I responded to 1160 Hampton Road, Reed Spring, for a report of assault passed. I arrived on scene and made contact with Christopher Dorch and my daughter. Christopher advised that a few days prior to this report, his daughter had been verbally assaulted by a male named Daniel Chestnut. Christopher stated that he went to Daniel's house and attempted to speak to him. When Christopher was over there, Daniel pushed him. Daniel stated, I'm going to get my shotgun, and you better be gone by the time I get back. And I don't swear, but F all you Mormons. I advised Christopher that I would go and speak with Daniel and advised him to stay off the property and not to contact my daughter. I responded to 176 Yates Road at that time. When I arrived on scene, I noticed Daniel and his Ford Excursion fixing to leave. Daniel pulled back into the driveway upon seeing me pull in. When Daniel exited the vehicle, I attempted to speak with him, but he refused and then entered the home and locked the door. I advised dispatch of the information and continued to try to get Daniel to speak to me. Daniel opened the front window and stated he was not speaking to me because he was afraid that I would put my hands on him and arrest him. From the written affidavit of Christopher Dortch, unfortunately, a handful of people in my neighborhood have been persecuting my family and I because of our religious beliefs, and it has not been just our family. These neighbors hold occasional meetings and have disseminated written lies about my family and our beliefs. Several of these neighbors have threatened to shoot me, and even my 13-year-old daughter has been the victim of verbal assault from a 62-year-old man. My other daughters have become targets of slander, and from other kids in the area. We believe this is the result of the written and verbal defamation disseminated by those neighbors of ours that oppose our church. Prior to this, we had neighbor kids coming over to play with our kids. They had a great time, and suddenly that's all stopped because word's gotten out that we belong to the Mormon church. We're not the only ones in that area, in fact, in that neighborhood, and we're all of us feeling the same way. And it's very sad to me because you talk about feeling safe and secure. I have to worry about if my kids are in my backyard and whether or not, you know, Dan Chestnut is going to go down there and assault them. This piece of land he's talking about is a little road on the edge of the property. His stakes are not, we're not crossing over onto his stakes to our knowledge. And we've asked him to explain where he thinks those property lines are, and he won't talk to us. As far as mowing the grass, it's just that little piece of the road to keep it passable. And for the record, if anyone ever wants to come mow any part of my yard, I would be grateful for it. Anyway, so I just want to leave these with you. These are all the police reports and everything. I don't think this has anything to do with the inn. I don't think it has to be what we're here about. I don't know why the neighbors are feeling the way that they do. He talks about littering. My kids and I frequently go up Hampton with garbage bags, and we collect trash all the time there. It's horrible. We don't do it. We bring meals to our neighbors when they're not feeling well. My kids volunteer at Jesus Was Homeless. I think it's a new name now. But, I mean, we're actively trying to be good members of a community that we very much want to stay in. So, anyway, I'll leave these with you guys. I'm sorry to give you more reading material. I was hoping we wouldn't have to. Do I need to?
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to come up from the public?
Am I allowed to talk again?
I'm sorry, but we only allow 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know that it has any.
It has no bearing. It should have no bearing on this case.
I can understand your desire to want to refute anything you feel was not correct. Especially this is a...
I just hate to see your opinion tainted.
I understand that. Mr. Elliott, what do you have any guidance on? I don't want to turn into something that's not.
Yeah, I don't see those issues as being relevant to the question placed before the commission. And so to engage in further discussion about that would be off topic and unnecessary, in my estimation.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Thank you. He can say things so much more eloquently than I can.
Well, this is being recorded.
I am now on the record saying that Mr. Elliott's more eloquent than I.
It's that law degree.
It is. Golly, I should have gone.
I think we've heard from everyone, and I think I'd like to hear a motion to go in to.
Well, I think we
take this
earlier.
Under advisement, and that we will come up with a written decision.
Move to take the matter under advisement in order for and to consider and render a written decision.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second with discussion. Has everyone spoken that they wanted to?
Yeah, I believe I have asked that. We have a motion with a with discussion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Moving on down the agenda. We need to move on to court orders. And then we'll be done.
Wesley, do you want someone from the, let someone from the assessor's office know where?
Yeah.
Yeah. Either probably Susan or Mr. A.
I assume we would talk about that today. Are we on schedule for executive or legal?
We are. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Never mind.
Oh, it's I'm sorry, Travis. It's personnel. So we may have to do something later on. So we've got executive or legal.
And that's fine with me. I just wanted to make sure there was clarity from my perspective about the...
Total of three of them. It's abatement numbers 206038,
206039, and 206060.
These are all clerical errors,
you said? Yes, sir. You guys have any questions on these?
On the first one, which is 206038, I notice you've got an increase notice sent to the customer. What was the clerical error on that?
It was put on the wrong lot. The house should have gone on the next lot, and it was put on by mistake the other place.
Okay.
So we had to add it.
And they took it off. Then the next one is lowering it, taking it off of it.
Right. Just,
okay, thank you.
Label that Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date, October 13th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.